Jews.
Oh, how do you know if it's going to work out unless you write them a letter or something?
Well, no, don't, you don't understand. I don't sit up at night dreaming about Clinton. I'm just saying that if I went that way, I would go for Clinton. I'm not saying that I'm going for Clinton.
Unless you write him a letter, how do you know that if you went that way, then he would be available?
All right, I'll write him a letter. What would it be like to write a letter to Clinton? Hello? Oh, jeez. What would it be like to write a letter to Clint? What would I say? How would I find the right words to describe how I feel?
Dear Clint.
Nah. Dear Clinton.
Hi. You don't know me, but I know you. From the twinkle in your eye, to the sneer on your lips,
to the broad muscles of your back.
Yes, I've watched you from the days of Rawhide, through your spaghetti westerns, through that godforsaken appearance in Oklahoma, until you blossomed as Dirty Harry. God, as I've watched you and Sandra Locke together, how I've wanted to claw her eyes out. The little twit. She can't treat you like you should be treated, with respect and honor. Clint?
I'm Nino.
And I know you're all men, as I am too. But I was just wondering if something happened to me. And I went over the edge, so to speak. Maybe got a knock on the head or too many gamma rays. And I suddenly became that way.
Clint, I wondered if you got the same knock on the head and the same exposure to those gamma rays, would you consider
a liaison? I can purr the soundtrack from Deliverance, Clint, and I know we could find happiness. You, so proud, so bold, so manly. And I, cooking, cleaning, vacuuming, making a nice home that you could come to after blowing away maggots. I'm quite familiar with firearms, so I could clean that magnum for you real nice. So, Clint, this isn't a proposition, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that if you felt the same way, should I be looking at that apartment in Kalorama? Yours? Very truly.
Nino.
And so I would watch the mailbox for day after day, waiting for an answer. And then, one day when I thought it was all over, there it would be, with a return address, Mal Paso Film Company, Hollywood, California. With a trembling hand, I grab the envelope and stand there, afraid to read what's in. But then I peel it back and know it's not even typed, it's written in his own hand. And it says,
Dear Punk, how dare you? Who do you think you are, anyway? I'll have you know Sandra saw that letter, and now she looks at me funny, you punk. I would never, in a million years, ever consider a thing like that, you disgusting, vile creature. How dare you even imply that Harry Callahan would walk the funny side of the street? Besides that, even if I did go gay, I'd want Charles Bronson. So take this letter and put it between your eyes and let me know when it's there, punk.
It's there, Clint.